However, if the Erev is bought to their bias, then, or there's no other urine in the chatzar, then there's no need for an Erev. So, Rashi is Mazur. Just a few hours in Rashi. I don't know if we'll get back to them, but just a few hours. That Rashi says that what's the case of Yishenim and Betayim? That Heim Avim Acherim Darim B'chatzar Achas. It's all there, all B'chatzar Achas. So Rashi is Mavur in the Suga, the whole Suga, it's all B'chatzar Achas. Weiter, Rashi says, that's one Ara. Another Ara, Rashi says that, Rashi right in the Mishnah says, that Rashi says when the whole loch of each one needs an Erev is they're melech iruvon to another bias. However, and he's mazber that the lisita be'echem yibad d'shar b'nei achatzir the hoyel v'huzke kule Erev since they need an Erev amino hoy be'gemara migu d'shar d'yurin asri or Rashi going to the loch when there's other d'yurin in the chatzir why do they all need an Erev because migu that the shar d'yurin asri inu nami asri. They all have to give pass. Well, since their dira is cholik belino, umekavle pras. So this line in Rashi is very shver because Rashi starts off saying that chalukin diram belino, they're cholik in lino, which would be master that he's going is the masber the mishnah liba the shmul that holds makam lino gur. But it was very sure the next words in Rashi. The Rashi says umekavle pras. The Ukimta Mikavi Pras was the Rav's Ukimta in the Mishnah to say that it's not Makam Lino, it's rather Makam Pita. So, what's how could Rashi like being studying himself in Ne'eh Bay? Is he going like Shmuel in the Mishnah or is he going like Rav? So, I think the Oil wants to say that the Rav Nechemya, the Ganyaka, they all want to say that Pshat here is that Vado Rashi's being Mazmin the Mishnah, leave the Rav, that's Makam Pita Garim. But nevertheless, Rashi is saying that if you had a Kabbalah's Pras by the Av with Lina by the Av, then even Rav would be made that your deer is in the base of it, not where your pita is. Shall is what's the pshat in that? And one more on Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Aval Imhaya Erev Kol HaChatzar Bo the Beis Avin, if the Erev came to Beis Avin, then you don't have need, then they all do not have to give an Erev. So the Gonyak of Mujiz and Rashi that what's Pshat that the Erev has to come to the base of Yin. It should be Sagi that the Erev should go to any one of the brothers' batim. That would be enough to tell us that they don't need an Erev because their older brothers are Echad. So why is it Badafka that has to go to the base of Yin? So those are just three horrors in Rashi. I'll see if I get back to them at the end. The Gemara starts off saying that Shmamino from the Mishnah, the Makam Lina's Gur. Why? Because Pashtas, the Gemara's Diyak is coming from, because in Unzer Mishnah, all the Achen are being Eichel Beis Avin, and they're being one in their own private batim. And we see that, yet, when they're being Moyel Cheruvan Makam Acher, and they have to go and be. Each one individually has to go be mishtatim in the Erev. So, and if you hold makam pita garim lechar, that shouldn't be true. That even if they be moel chiru and makam acher, they should not have to each individually be mishtatim in the Erev. It should be sagad the Erev echad lekula. So, vayistachoy is makam lina gar. So, on the Gemara Lein, you have to shtal the lechar. What's the if ibazoy that we're saying makam lina garim ibazoy? So then, why is it that when there's no other Durin in the Chatzar, or the Milichin Eruvin Etzon, why is that gonna, why would that help if you hold Makam Lina Garim? You don't have your Makam Lina Garim, so where's the Chibur? That's Erstens. And Tzvetens, the Gemara is Mamshech, so that's the R and the step of the Gemara. And the Gemara is Mataris, Libet Rav, that holds Makam Pita Garim. That's the Mishnah talking about is the Mekabel Pras. We're not talking about where it's Mamish Eichel Besavien. It's rather just the Mekabel Pras. But Avadia Yedaina is Eichel and Lom Bebatim. It's just Mekabel Pras. And Tois is Mazer, what's the halacha Mekabel Pras? They say Mekabel Pras is that even though they do their Eichel Bebateim, it's a Hani that if there's no other Diurin in the Chatzar, that they do not need they do not need a Erev. Shah is what's Pshat in this halacha? Lachira, if Mekabel Pras is not your Makan Pita, your Pita somewhere else, so where does Mekabel Pras play a role that you should not need an Erev where there's no other Diurin? And stop, one more aura in the Gemara in Rashi. That Rashi is when I read the Gemara, Shmami no Makam Lina Gurim, I thought the Raya was from Dasalain that the Lam Bibatayim and they have to give Erev when they're not, when it's the other urine, the Melich and the Ruin Makam Acher. That's the Raya Shmami no Makam Lina Gurim. It's a little interesting. I know a lot of people were masking the Sarah, so I'm not sure about putting it out there, see if whoever likes it could take it, whoever doesn't have to take it. That the Shmami no Makam Lina Gurim, Rashi Akil, like, so he brings out the whole halacha of Yavi Yashen, but base of Ihen, I feel him, Melichin, and Ruel Makam Acher, Loy Havet Srichin, Lay Ruvi. That if you long base of Ihen, and even if you're Melichin, Ruel Makam Acher, so then you would not have to give an heir. Shaila is like, why does Rashi have to speak out that's the case? I'm saying, why wouldn't it be sagi in the Mishnah Alain? The Mishnah says that you have pita and in one place, but you learn somewhere else, and you're ma'alich l'rivim l'magam achar, you need an heir of kol echav echad. The pita wasn't the garim, vice versa. The lino was the garim. That's a lino in the Mishnah that you long each one b'vateim is mechayiv you to make an erev when you're milich erev makam acher. That's the right. Makam pita garim. Rashi sounds like that. That's not even like what?
That's
the rabbi. Right, but Rashi sounds like this. Like that wouldn't be like an oishtel from the raya of the case of a makam lino garim. It sounds like. And most you would have from the Mishnah is that you see that makam pita is not garim. Makam pita is not garim. The vice versa is makam lino. Is garim? What's makam lino? This is makam lino. Just a little bothersome to me. Fine. And in the Torah, on the Kaveh Pras, Rashi says it's a tzomi base, avin, ve'in oichal al shulchan of mamish. It's just a tzomi base avin. So it's not. I'm clear. What's in the lachem of Kaveh Pras? What are you taking out of your father's house? Are you taking out oichal, or you're taking out stam money, and you're just taking out support and using it for whatever you need? Fine. So we'll start with the Balamar. The Baal Mar, when he comes to me, Mazda the Gemara, he's bothered by it. He's come to me in the Taratz's Kasha that Gemara says Makalina Garim. It was like Shver. Why is it then when there's no other urine in the Chaser, do you say that they don't need air? They have no Hebrew over here. There's nothing being garden to be dar b'dirachas. So because of this Kasha, the Baal Mar says that no avada. That Shmuel's Maida, that it's Makapita's Garim. But he holds half Makam Lina Garim. Melina also can be a Garim. And he says, and Rav Yehuda Marav is saying, no, Dafka Makapita Garim, and it's Makabe Pras, and the whole thing is Makapita's only Garim, and ain't Makam Lina Garim Klum. Makam Lina is not Garim anything. So, Chara. When I read the Rajab the Malamar and the Khair, I think the Rajab's Kasha, he right away jumps out at you is that the Malamar himself is learning the Gemara. He's clear understanding that in Rav, that Mug and Pita Garim, there's another Mahalach over here to make the Umuch together. Now by Makali Press. So we see already in the Gemara, there's something else going on here besides for the regular Mug and Pita, Mug and Lina Garim, that could cause that these people do not need an Eir. So the Shaila is, what was the hechrich for the Baal Mar to take such an extreme jump to say that, oh, according to Shmuel, that holds Malkam Lina Garim, he has to hold Pita's also Garim. Because if not, Lachar, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah, which ain't imam Diurim Bechatzer, that you don't need an Erev? I mean, what do I mean? Put Kazi, just like in Rav, you see that. You could have a Makabe Pras telling you, making a halacha that you don't need Erev. So let Shmuel hold Makam Lina Garim say that you're Makam Achili, even though it's not a Garim, but there's some new Mahalach over here to say that does not need Erev. So we have to understand what's the Baal Mar's understanding over here that it was Mechichim to take such a drastic step. That's the, if you look in the Rashi, I think that's basically what the Rashi of Kash is. And he wants to say, no, Avada, each one holds, you know, Makan Pitagar, Makalinagar, and that's it. So for Ershans, you have to be Mazbe, what's the, you know, what's Pran of Almar? And Satan's, what's this Machalikis Rashi of Almar? So, Lachara, this is what I heard from the Olam, we could say that the Balmar's understanding over here, the Sugya of Makim Linagar and Makim Pitagar, which Lachara, I think, would be a Pashab Shah, that it's not just that you know, oh, you eat somewhere and or you sleep somewhere, you know, the Shah, then that's what you're, you know, that's where it's Kaveh Eir. It's more than that. The nakuda here is that, you know, each person to need an Erev, or to mechai yourself an Erev, it has to be the Yechal Dar. A person needs to be Yechal Dar somewhere in Shabbos. And the Shal is, what's Kaveh you as a Dar in a certain place? And there are Pashas, that's your Shmuel holds, the place where you sleep, that's where, you know, it's Chal, that's where your deer is in Shabbos. And Rav holds it's totally where Yachil is, that's where your deer is in Shabbos. But the Balmer held that the Balmer's belt, you know, maybe you could say, maybe you could figure out reasons why, but the state in the Balmer is that the whole belt is the only things that are conveyor for deers is, you know, where is it, where you're going as to be a dar. So Bezoi, he says that if in Shmuel, you see that there's a case that we're oichlam be beis avin and in their lom be bateim and in any moment the urine that there is a halacha they denoted erev and muzayin that there's a oifan of dira ayedei pita. Rav on the other hand holds no. The only thing that's kaveya a person's dira, a person's kaveya that he's nikvan a certain mukim as a dar, it's his pita. So let's just speak it out. According to Shmuel, it comes out to have like a spitz deer. Lachar, you need pita and lina in one spot. You know, that's where, you know, you combine your whole deer in one area. The moment you start splitting it up, you know, you start splitting it there. You know, you mix this deer here, mix this deer there. So, you know, you could have it in different places, and, you know, depending what you're using, that's what you're gonna have to down with. Now, Shinkin Rav holds the whole deer is nikva dafka yedid achil. So Bezoi, right? But we still need to answer Bezoi. So what's Makavi Pras doing? You know, Rav has a musig of Makavi Pras. That was the whole problem. The Lachar of Rav, he's moidel, he's a musig of Makavi Pras. That even though it's not really pita, Lachar. So what's this nekuda? So Lachar, the mahalak would be that the Makavi Pras, you could say is even a pita, you know, a person's mikabli the pras, he gets the money, let's say, or maybe if you want to say the balmari, maybe you have to take the food. That, you know, it's chal that, you know, you have your pita's coming from there, and that's what's making that your chal, you know, your pita is chal in that bias as well. Maybe it might be a little more later in the Gemara, but that would be like the step one in understanding the balmari with the Ra. Hashenki in the Rajbo, it's pretty clear. I think that he's learning that no, there's two sugyas going on over here. There's one sugya over here of being garim, of being garim where a person's dar. You know, where a person gets dar is pita and lino, that's where the machlekes Rav Shmuel is. But there's a new mahalach over here, and that's the Rajbo's whole attack on the Balmar. There's a mahalach of Mekavli Pras, dainu, is the way the Rebbe was dying in the Greek really clear. Then what's this? There's a new mahalach mekabel pras that makes it that they do not eat air. Why? So you can clear. Is it shot that, you know, maybe it's like an air type of zara that tzchal that you're mekabel pras that, you know, could see you as even though your pita lina is over there, but, you know, if you're mekabel pras, you know, you could see that, you know, you have an air, you know, you have a tzirf in their bias. But if you'd like in the Rashman, that's in the malacha of mekabel pras, the way he says it is that. Says they get pulled after the father, and right. So it seems like that his mahalach over here is that when pras, these are new sugya of being, even though your Peter Olina might be in a certain place, but you know if you have a mahalach of being nigra buster the balabais over here, that can make you, we call that, you're like you're bottled to this deer, and your whole kvias would be in this deer over here. So that would be like a like tzura and machlekes between the Rashi and the Balamar. So the So the mamshich over here in the sugya with these two malachim over here. So lechera, the gemara's mamshich over here. The gemara's a bunch of different toner abanon. Some as chamish noshim, mekaber pras avim, or chamish avodim, or the gemara's a case of by talmid itzel rabbi. The gemara's a bunch of shailos over here. All these different types of people, can they? Do they need to be meiriv, or they could be part of the eruv of their master, rebbe, or husband? So they're showing a woman daik that there's a, and this is the whole gemara of mekabel pras. All these people are mekabel pras, and the shaila is, the gemara says Allah is that in most of these cases, if they're mekabel pras from their other party over here, then they do not need eruv. So they're showing a woman daik that the halacha mekabel pras is not a halacha that any person, let's say, have one usher in the chatzir, and he supports a few aniyim that live in the three other people who are in the chatzir that are aniyim, he supports them. The older Rishonim are daig that the avada would not be included in the halacha mekabel pras. Mekabel pras is dafku when the Rashi's lashon here is. He says, any random person cannot be included in this halacha of mekabel pras, and the shaila is why. So if it depends how you go on the sugya. If you go like the Raj, the way we're mazmer in the Raj, but that the nekuda here is that that's all as far as being nigra basar avian. So l'chera, you could say that just because someone gives somebody money, l'chera, you can understand that as dargis. That if one person usher gives it supports an onion and he gives him food or whatever it is, whatever mekabel pras is, so then a lot of dafka do you see that that onion became a chiluk of yana usher's bias. You don't see him as being nitzvalte. You know he's mekabel tzedakah from him, but you don't automatically have to see that he's nigra. But if you have that the ben is has an inherent shaykhis to the av over here, the talmud nitzel rabbi, they have a shaykhis. So it could be, you know, that shaykhis wouldn't automatically make you be nigra. But however, if you mekabel pras from the av or the rabbi, so then all that would do that would talk and make it that, you know, there you could see you could I think you understand Yisora that there's your taka nigra baser avian and your nitval and your bottle and you would not need air. So that would be going to Rashi and Halach. Just together, if you go in the way we're going to Baal Amar over here, that the nakuda here is that that the mekabel pras is a svarim pita. So her, you know, you just have to clarify. Her, what's taga pshat? Her pita has a kayach. So we're all of a sudden now that your mekabel that has to be a pita. Oh, just speak out. And pita her doesn't have to do with the av or after a benten av or talmud itzel rabbi. Her pita is ain't gonna kayach. So if pita is it's ain't gonna kayach. So then why would it make enough kamina that it's a ben itzel av or talmud itzel rabbi? The her, why is that mylo meyer? So the that like we were saying that the nekuda over here is that the pita being garim means that it has to be chal, that your chal is a dar over here. So if a person has mamish pita, so then you really have your dira in this bias if you mamish being oichel. For the mekabel pras, the chur you have to say, which, I don't know if it's such a shvara thing, the mekabel pras is a dagger down from mamish having your pita. I wonder if it would be considered an aiser or nechatzer. I don't know, you could say that it's not your regular pita. So you could back to the original, back to the svara, the viter, that if mekabel pras, if you mekabel pras, even though it might be considered a pita, but if you don't have a shaykhis to the other person, that's not going to make you see that you have a pita in the other person's bias. It's not where you have a shaykhis to the other mensch, do we see that, oh, now mekabel pras, it could be chal, that this mekabel pras they have, which is, you know, some sort of pita, it's not a chal in the other guy's bias. But on them, you could just see that mekabel pras, you know, it might be some pita svara, but a lot of times you're going to see that it's going to be chal in the bias over there. So maybe doing like a minute just to go like they go back near like one or two Rashi's that we still in Rashi. The Rashi will go back to Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi in the Gemara says that Shema Mino Amakum Lino Gur. And Rashi sounds like that the din of Makalina Gurim is dafku when they're cool, they're yeshenim beisavim, and then they're meilich eruvan lamakam acher. That's where you see the halacha of meilich eruvan to the beit. That's where you see the din of Makalina Gur. Mashingin halacha in the Mishnah, just because you see that they're all. They're all lame b'tayim and they have to be given air of lav dafka. Would you see that these halacha of makam lina gar? What would be pshat in that? So I'm trying to remember. So Chari could say that Rashi understood that the din of you know makam lina being garim over here. Pita being garim would be the halacha that you know you see it's like a fartiga. I forgot I'm forgetting the bar now. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm gonna stop where.
Yeah.
Rashi, I was trying to remember because pita being garim was you know it's your you see that's you know the talker see the key muck of pita being garim muck of lina being garim is where you see that they're you know the taka chal as being during one muck. Just because you see them all being their pita as being in one place, and that doesn't mean it's not kaveya them as one deer together. A lot of that would that be a raya that oh we're the taka being one in one place that you have this halacha of lino. Because I was trying to see the Rashi is going like to Rajva. There's something similar to the Rajva. Yeah, I have to go to the Cheshire. Yeah. Sure.